Angry protests greeted Vladimir Putin's return to the Kremlin in May for a six-year term as president of Russia. But on Inauguration Day, Mr. Putin's motorcade swept through the empty streets of Moscow, Europe's largest city. The streets had been emptied by police and by a special weekend holiday. Protest leader Vladimir Ryzhkov says Mr. Putin is an authoritarian leader, ruling in isolation.
And if you look, Putin last 6 months after his come back to Kremlin, he became much more conservative, pro-Orthodox Church, anti-Western, autocratic.
One example of the authoritarian approach, a group of feminist musicians called Pussy Riot were tried for protesting against Mr. Putin in Moscow's main cathedral. The resulting two-year jail sentences bolstered the Orthodox Church's backing for the president. Nationalists were happy to see the Kremlin cut American programs here and to see Cossack patrols in Moscow. Laws restricting rallies and internet access were rushed through the Duma by Russia's ruling party, concerned by what it viewed as foreign-sponsored subversion. New laws labeled political activists and political actions that were legal last year as foreign agents and treason. Orthodoxy, autocracy, and nationalism was the formula the czars used to rule Russia 150 years ago. Will it work in 2013? President Putin says Russians first and foremost want law and order.
The anarchy of the 1990s brought about the discrediting of a market economy and democracy. People started to fear those things. And I believe that order, discipline, following the letter of the law, doesn't contradict democracy.
Opposition leader Ryzhkov sees it differently.
A big part of society supports this. A big part of Russian society is still semi-Soviet, semi-tsarist. So it's old ideas and mythology on strong hand, great power, country surrounded by enemies. First of all, on the Americans.
Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin.
On December 12, President Putin reaffirmed his year-long campaign against what he sees as foreign attempts to subvert his regime.
Direct or indirect interference in our domestic political processes is unacceptable. Those politicians who receive money from abroad for their political activity and thus serve, in all likelihood, alien interests shouldn't be politicians in the Russian Federation.
He promised Russians reform, not revolution.
Changes in and modernization of the political system are natural and necessary, but it is unacceptable to pay for the thirst for change with the destruction of the state.
Seeking to deprive the protesters of an issue, he vowed to fight corruption. But Bernard Sucher, an American entrepreneur here, is skeptical.
Clearly we have, at a minimum, a reshuffling of the chairs at the top table. That is not the same thing as addressing on a systematic or in any kind of programmatic way even the symptom of corruption.
Putin's opponents and his supporters both agree. The first 6 months of his term seem to indicate the direction he will take for the rest of his 6 years. James Brook, VOA News, Moscow.